Commission. All comments and questions are to be addressed directly to the Planning Commission and not to anyone in attendance in the audience. No comments or disruptions from the audience will be tolerated, and the person or persons causing the disruption may be asked to leave the commission hearing room. The public hearing for each case shall be closed upon the conclusion of public comment, and the Planning Commission will consider the application for a vote, and you may leave after your case has been heard.
Thank you. First item of business is review and action of the January 2018 minutes.
I'll make a motion to accept them.
I would second that with an addendum to them. I would like to have added to that that Mr. Kitchens assumed control of the meeting after the election.
Any other comments? With that addition, all in favor of approving the minutes?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Minutes are approved. Thank you. First item up for public hearing and final vote, Mr. Isaacs.
I'll run through our slideshow here, and then we can hear from our applicant. This is case number 1748, Parkview Lodge, Gary Isaacs, representative. This is the one that's out by State Park Marina. It's on State Highway 165. The subject property is located at 5477 State Highway 165, Hollister. For the Taney County Assessors, the property is 2.7 acres in size, and there is a motel that is being used for long-term rental, a repair shop, a mobile home located on the property. The property to the west is a quick stop and self-storage business. The property to the east is undeveloped, and the property to the north is an undeveloped 54-acre parcel. The property is served by a private well in Taney County Sewer District. These are just some more pictometry views. The applicant is seeking a Division 3 permit for an RV mobile home park to long-term rent 7 park model mobile homes or RVs located on the property. Per Appendix L, Mobile Homes, Section 2.2, and Appendix M, Recreational Vehicle Parks, Section 2.1, no mobile home or recreational vehicle shall be constructed on a parcel of property that has an area of less than 3 acres. If approved by the Taney County Planning Commission, the applicant will be required to seek a variance from the Board of Adjustment to allow the 7 mobile homes on the 2.7 acre parcel. Planning staff recommends the Planning Commission limit the number of park model RVs to a maximum of 7, including the original mobile home. These are just some pictures of the, they're kind of just park models. Staff recommendations: if the Taney County Planning Commission approves Division 3 Permit 1748, the following requirements shall apply unless revised by the Planning Commission. 1. Compliance with the provisions of the Taney County Development Guidance Code. 2. Maximum number of long-term rental park model mobile home RVs is 7. 3. Each rental home shall have a minimum area of 200 square feet for combined storage and parking area. 4. This decision is subject to all existing easements. 5. A variance application to the Board of Adjustment from Sections 2.2 Appendix L and 2.1 Appendix E will be required due to the property being less than 3 acres. 6. Mobile home park regulations covenants shall be filed with the Taney County Recorder's Office. And 7. This decision of record shall be filed with the Taney County Recorder's Office within 120 days or the approval shall expire. Okay.
You have a summary you'd like to give? Above and beyond that?
Beyond what he had, no. I mean, it's that basically that's what they're going to be is long-term rental for people. I don't intend to add any more or try to tried to get any more on there because the, it, I thought I had, they were already existing, but they're not. So, but I don't intend to develop the land anymore beyond what it is and add any more to it. It's just basically low-income housing like the motel is. And so I've, as you can see from the map, it's kind of a mixed use. There's many storage or storage buildings. There's a gas station. There's a campground up this way. There's a campground down that way. The barren land there, I didn't talk to the guy to the right or the guy in the little circle deal there, but I didn't talk to anybody that had anything negative, the business people out there. So.
Gary, you have met with the Taney County Regional Sewer. I think you mentioned that in your concept.
Yeah, I have a private well, and they meter my well. So ever all the I checked with them, and I own those lines. Their line starts down there on the corner of the where the blue and the yellow meet on the right left hand side. That's where their line hooks up at, and so there's 310 feet plus a foot up that hill that. Where they connected onto it. And I went to them originally and checked with them to make sure that, you know, that wouldn't be an issue. So.
So are we granting a variance to or not? Where does he get the variance?
Through the Board of Adjustment.
Through the Board of Adjustment.
We're just going to suggest right. That because of the size.
But the, okay.
This is just an opinion
the,
vote.
The size of the lot is computed from the assessor directors.
Mm-hmm.
That not may be more, you know, he's got 2.7 acres. I would check that with a survey to see if you're not close to the 3 acres. And
there's a guy surveyed it last. he's not paying attention.
Do you, Scott, do you see a problem getting this variance? I don't see a problem with him getting this
No,
variance
I looked at that.
Either, but can we?
And the you guys can approve it. It just won't be able to go through unless he gets the variance. But I feel like that 3 acres.
How do you approve something like knowing that it don't meet the standards? We've turned them down before on mm-hmm. this. I mean, I'm not against the thing,
right.
But I'm just in a technicality point.
Yeah. Well, when I read that and I looked in the code book and tried to do some history, I felt like that 3 acres is due for something to be on septics, which you could do. Because they limit the number of RVs and number of mobile homes you can have.
Right.
And then there's an area for a wastewater plant or a lateral field or something. But this one's hooked to sewer.
Yeah.
So that one makes this one a little bit different.
Yeah.
Like I say, I'm not arguing the project. I'm arguing a point
right.
on the thing and whether we have the ability to do this.
Well, you'd approve it, but you'd have that stipulation, and he couldn't move forward without the variance.
Yeah.
He could not.
Well, I know we've turned them down in the past because mm-hmm. that said you just got to, mm-hmm. we like the project, but you go ahead and go to the Board of Adjustments and see what you can do. This way it's been handled in the past.
Well, I looked at it too, and I couldn't find where they went to the Board of Adjustment first and then to the planning. The
well,
ones I found, they came to the planning and
before,
then.
And we, if it does not meet the specifications, we must disapprove it. You read your rule book.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm not against this project,
right.
But we can't go one way one time and mm-hmm. another way another time, in my estimation.
I kind of agree with Scott. I think that was put in there when there wasn't any central sewer available. And, you know, he's right there on the fine line of 2.7, according to the assessor's map. But sometimes they'll let you include that right away in your acreage, too. Even though you don't own it, but you can, it's not available, so you can, used to, you could go out to the center of the road.
Right.
But this is computed to the right-of-way line, and he's got quite a bit of, according to the photo, quite a bit of property there, or land that's between the right-of-way and the highway. That would get you the 3 acres, I'm sure.
So, Scott, we're going to have to rely on your advice on whether we proceed or whether we put this off to them.
I don't care. I don't care. Other
without that,
I know that we have done
record.
It the other way in the past.
Without that in the decision of record, I would say you'd have a tough time approving. But he could never move forward
right.
without the variance. So
right.
you're approving it, but it couldn't go any farther unless
right.
he got the variance.
I understand.
And that keeps him from coming back
through the
you.
Whole cycle.
Yeah.
I think I'm going to make a motion
Well, we, first off.
When we get ready to do that.
Yeah, yeah.
Scott, can you go back to the list?
The what?
Your list of the six or seven recommendations from staff.
Oh, okay. Yep.
And number five, I may have heard incorrectly, but you said appendix E instead of M.
Did I say E?
It's supposed to be appendix M.
Yeah, it's L and M.
L and M, okay. And then within appendix L and M, are they going to be required to have additional buffering than what's already there? Or is there enough on that property to separate it from?
Yeah, the 25-foot buffer. This side has that fence, and then this has the vegetation that was on the backside. And if I can get the picture. I don't think that side has the privacy fence. And that side has the, and that's the, this side, there's no buffer because it's storage units and quick stop. And then the other side is just undeveloped. And we didn't present a buffer plan for this side, which would be the only side that potentially.
There's 25 foot in there from that last trailer. There's about, I've measured that. It's over 25 foot from the end of that building, or from the end of that Park Mobile to the end of the building where the property line is.
But we always add that he can would leave that buffer.
My question was, so even though it's undeveloped land, would he be exempt from doing buffering now, or should it be in there in the anticipation that someone
It says that he has to buffer against residential, and that's just undeveloped. I mean, it's not residential property. I could pull it up on the assessors and see what he's, but I'm sure it's just
probably still be
agricultural.
Well, L has the 25-foot, but M doesn't state.
Mm-hmm.
It says go back to appendix I.
But if it's agricultural, then it won't be buffer required.
We don't know that, so that's.
Well, I mean, if it's the assessor, I can look. Okay.
Well, I'm just saying, if it sells tomorrow and somebody wants to do something with it, then.
I don't think that we can look at it as in advance. I think we need to look at it as it is now.
Okay. Very good.
I think that's,
that's the way I think
you're right. Yeah.
Okay.
Residential on
Sean,
that.
Residential.
But there's nothing on it even.
Well, we have to look at it.
But it's still, if it hadn't been assigned a use in the past, it's agricultural.
But he does have it as assessed.
Yeah.
So you could put something in the staff's recommendation that said he'd be required to leave that 25-foot buffer on that side, if you want.
Maintain a 25-foot buffer.
If you wanted to.
Well, I think that's the only way to do it properly.
Is there anyone that is here to speak at the public hearing for or against this? No? So I guess we can go right into final vote, keep the discussion going. Any other questions or someone up to making a motion?
I think we need to put in that maintain a 25-foot buffer.
That's what I just wrote down, on the east side of the lot.
Oh, yeah.
Which would, that's be the east side.
Most, right. That's a high line right away as well through there.
Right here. Oh, yeah, this one?
Yeah. There's a high line that runs on the east side there, all down that, right down, see where you can see where it's cleared off. It's all the way down through there. I'm not sure how wide they are, but no, I don't intend to put anything on that side. There's a fire pit on that side with picnic tables and things over there.
Whether it's a primary or secondary line.
Yeah.
Well, it's wider than a driveway, it appears to be.
I've got that written down as a number 8 in your
Yeah.
signal record.
Yeah.
So.